الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقد قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers I mentioned last night and also at Azadville and wherever we go for the first time that if you are expecting another flowery speech or some waaz or bayan on certain subject, on some particular subject, then that is not what is going to be. Alhamdulillah, I can speak to some extent on salat, on zakat, on fasting, on hajj, on nikah, on talaq, on buying and selling, and so many other things which are relevant to our daily lives. But the purpose of this majlis is to connect ourselves with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by means of tawbah and istighfar. Because we are indulging in so much of sins, although we see what is happening around us, but it seems that we just don't seem to get that strength, that courage, that himmat to give up sins in our lives. We do the positive type of zikr, that is some tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar. And we have thousands of people going for hajj every year, thousands of people going for umrah throughout the year. We have so much of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, so much of welfare work that is being undertaken, assistance and help to the poor and needy, which is also a teaching of Sharia and Deen. So all these activities are taking place, and they should take place and they should be increased. This is what I always mention, they should be increased. However, if we want to gain that noor in our hearts of these ibadat, if we want to retain the noor in our hearts of these ibadat, then there is no other way but to give up sins. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has mentioned many, many places in the Quran Sharif about taqwa. And taqwa is not the doing of deeds. Taqwa is in reality the giving up of whatever is displeasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever is displeasing to them, you give it up. Whatever is haram, you give it up, and you have got taqwa. Now some people will say, then what about namaz, roza, zakat, hajj? Haven't they got some place in taqwa? So indeed, just as it is farz to make salat, it is haram not to make salat. If a person doesn't make salat, then he's committing a haram act. If he doesn't give zakat, he's committing haram. If he doesn't fast in Ramadan, he is committing haram. So to give up haram is taqwa. And when the person gets taqwa, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made tremendous amount of promises in the Quran Sharif. And no one is more truthful than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever they have said is the truth and nothing but the truth. Anything else we can have some kind of a doubt. But if a person has a doubt on the teaching of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his iman is at stake. There is no iman. So the purpose of these majlises and these get-togethers and these programs is to revive our dead hearts. Our hearts also die. The spiritual side of our heart, it dies when it does not get the food that will keep it alive. Just as our bodies die if they do not get food, in the same way our spiritual heart also dies. Now to bring to life this dead heart, the symptoms of a dead heart is the person listens to plenty of Quran Sharif ayat, he listens to plenty of hadiths of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but still he does not make any amal and does not get down to action. Then it shows that there is a problem with that heart, it is diseased. I mentioned last night also, and there is a new audience here, that when the heart becomes diseased, then physically diseased heart, there is not much of a problem. He must take medication, undergo bypass if necessary, heart surgery, whatever means there are, the person adopts. But if he still fails and he dies, then Allah Ta'ala will not question him. The angels will not question him in the grave, why did you die of a heart attack? But if the person's spiritual heart is diseased, because with the physically diseased heart, at the most his body suffers. The person whose heart is physically diseased, then his body suffers. He is weak. He does not have the strength to run, to jog, to exercise and do other things that other fit and healthy people do. But it doesn't affect others. But when it comes to a spiritually diseased heart, then it doesn't only affect the person himself. It affects everyone that's around him. His wife suffers because of this diseased heart, spiritually diseased heart. His children suffer because of the spiritually diseased heart. His clients and customers suffer because of his spiritually diseased heart. In his dealing with his wife and children, then he will oppress, he will tyrannize, he will swear, he will curse, he will cause them harm. And if the wife is suffering from a spiritually diseased heart, then the husband is in a difficulty and problem. She will not fulfill his rights. In the same way with clients and customers, this person who has got a spiritually diseased heart, then he is going to deal in an un-Islamic manner, he will be unjust, he will steal, he will cheat, he will hide the fault if there is in the garment or anything that he is selling. If he is selling a car, then the way he is going to praise that car, that that person would think that he is buying a Rolls Royce. But when he drives that car after that, then he will realize that this person deceived me. So the person who has got a spiritually diseased heart, then it affects everybody around him. Because when he opens his mouth, there will be cursing, there will be lies, there will be false oaths and qasams that he will take just to sell something or to trap someone. He will even take qasam in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How many people, they take so much of qasams in the name of Allah ta'ala, and yet they are speaking first class lies. First class lies they are speaking. So that person, when he is going to speak, then his tongue is going to cause harm to people around him, because his heart is spiritually diseased. When he is going to see with his eyes, he is going to again commit sins, because his heart is spiritually diseased. He is going to cast evil glances at somebody's daughter, at somebody's wife, at somebody's sister. And yet if somebody had to cast evil glances at his wife or his sister or his daughter, then if he had a gun, he will blow his head off. Therefore one sahabi, when he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a young person, he said he accepted Islam, but the most difficult thing at that time was to give up some of those sins that they were indulging in. It was just that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, that Allah Ta'ala gave them such kind of strength that the moment they heard some ayat which declared something haram, then they did not hesitate to implement it. The sohbat and the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had polished their hearts to such an extent that they did not require any kind of persuasion. All they had to be told that this is Quran, this is Hadith, and it was sufficient. So this young sahabi, when he accepted Islam, after that he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for permission to commit zina. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit zina, adultery or fornication. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if it had been somebody else, then that person would have given him one slap, or he would have chased him out, or he would have said, what a question you are asking. But he could see that this person, he is wanting to obey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He does not want to commit a sin. Sometimes we have to read through the question. Just like Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, one young person came to him and he said that, I want to get into Jannat. I want the pleasure of Allah and entry into Jannat. I do not want to be punished in the azab of Jahannam. But at the same time, I do not want to give up my sins. The certain sins that I am indulging in, I cannot give them up. But I want entry into Jannat. is there any way that I can combine the two? Now what a kind of question. Now anyone else would have got angry. But Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, that great shaykh and that great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he could see that this person has got fear of the azab of Jahannam. If he did not have that fear, he would not have asked this question. He would have carried on in his evil lifestyle. The very fact that he is asking shows that this person has got some concern. But it's his weakness. So it is like a patient that goes to a doctor and tells him that I've got these sicknesses, I've got this disease, but it's just that I cannot diet. Can you give me some kind of prescription where I don't have to undertake that kind of diet? But the fact is that that person goes to the doctor and says, I'm sick and I'm ill. So this person also says, I'm sick, I'm ill, I've got this weakness. Now is there some way that I can combine? Now obviously there is no such thing as he can do both things, that carry on with sins too, and then enter into Jannah too without any reckoning. If Allah Ta'ala wills, he can do that for whomsoever he wills. But the ayats of azab of Jahannam on certain sins, the person has to be concerned about. So he did not reject him. It just came way to mind this incident, but if I'm going to speak on this, we'll finish up this, so I'll just run through it. That Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, he said, yes, I can find a way out for you. He said, how can you find a way out? He said, it is simple, that if you don't want to give up disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then do not eat the rizq and the sustenance that Allah is providing. Because in your body the strength and the health is coming with that food that Allah Ta'ala is providing. Can a person go and commit zina if he doesn't have strength in his body? And where did that strength come in his body from? From the food that he ate. And who is it that provided it for him? It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who provided. Then somebody will say, but I worked very hard. 7 days a week I worked. And some even, if there was 8 days a week, they'll work for the 8 days too. So he says, 7 days a week I worked. So if he worked for 7 days a week, then does it mean Allah did not provide that? Who gave him that intelligence? Who gave him that strength in his body? Because there's only three ways that a person gets what he has got. Either he works for it, or he gets it as inheritance, or somebody gives it to him as a gift. And if you have to go deep into these three things, then it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who has planned it in such a way that this person will get his sustenance through this profession or through this business, and this person, his grandfather will die and he will get so much of inheritance, and when King Fahad will die, then the prince will get so much. Because why did not everybody be, why was everyone not born in the palace? Will every child get the same that the prince will get? So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who caused a certain child to be born of certain parents, and then his inheritance will come in that manner to him. Or somebody gave it as a gift, then again the same system, Allah Ta'ala put it into the heart of that person. So he said, then don't eat the rizq and the sustenance that Allah Ta'ala is providing you. If you want to commit sins, commit sins. But don't eat that rizq and that food. He said, if I don't eat, then how can I survive? He said, well, if you can't do that, then do another thing. That you get out of this kingdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Commit sins, but not in the kingdom of Allah. Don't commit sins on earth, because it is Allah ta'ala's kingdom. So where are you going to commit sins? Because it is Allah ta'ala's kingdom everywhere. On the earth, in the bottom of the ocean, above the heavens, anywhere he goes, it is Allah ta'ala's kingdom. Where is he going to go and escape? So he said, that is impossible. He said, well then, do this, is commit a sin with Allah Ta'ala does not see you. He said, how can I commit sin where Allah Ta'ala does not see me? He went on like that. Then he asked, finally he told him, he said that, all right, if that is the case, then when the angel of death comes to take you, then you must say, no, I don't want to come with you. So when the angel of death comes, you must say, I don't want to come with you. So you commit sins, carry on, but angel of death comes, you must say, I'm not coming with you. He said, that's impossible. How can I tell the angel of death I'm not coming with you? He said, well then in the grave when you go, then the Munkar and Nakir, you must tell them that I'm not going to answer any questions. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala says, put him into hell, then you must say, I'm not going, I'm standing here. He says, no, I can't do any of those things. He said, if you can't do any of those things, then why commit sins? Give up sins. So what I was discussing is this. What was it? That Sahabi asked Rasul Paak for permission to commit zina. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called him and said that if somebody has to commit zina with your mother, will you be happy? He said, no, I will kill him. If somebody has to commit zina with your wife, with your sister, with your aunt, he mentioned a few women of the family. So this person replied that, no, I will never accept that. So he said, if you won't accept that, then whoever you are going to commit zina with, she too is someone's mother, someone's daughter, someone's sister, someone's aunt. And after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made three du'as for him. Allahumma tahhir qalba. Oh Allah, purify his heart. Waghfir ramba, and forgive his sin. Wahassin farja, and protect him from committing zina. That sahabi says that after that, even the thought of zina didn't come in my mind. That was the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which went on his chest. Rasul Paak's hands were not like our hands. Outwardly they were same bone, flesh, blood, everything. But those hands were such that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desired, then so much of water gushed forth from his fingers that a whole army of people drank that water. In one battle when water was exhausted, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's palms were such that one sahabi's eyes fell off. His eye fell off in the battle from the socket. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took that eye on the palm of his hand and placed it there and rubbed it over that. He said, until he died, that eye had a shine and it had such sight that the other one never even had. And there was no operation on the operating table. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just as he saw in front of him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him that mu'jaza that he could see from behind him. Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his hair mubarak, even up till now, those who have got the genuine hair mubarak, we're not talking about so many people who sit with bogus hair and thereafter make money. I'm talking about those who have got that hair which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam distributed in Hajjatul Wida. When his hair was being shaved off, then that hair of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was distributed. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu had one hair in his hat, in his helmet, whenever he used to go to war, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used to give him victory. One time his hat fell off, so Hazrat Khalid stopped in the midst of battle. So the people asked him, they said, this is very strange, you're so concerned about your hat in the midst of battle. They said, I'm not concerned about the hat, I'm concerned about the hair which was in that hat. So up till today, those who have got that hair mubarak, the fragrance of that hair can still be smelled today, 1400 years after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, more than that. So the mu'jizats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were unlimited. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave so much of mu'jizats. If we have to talk on the mu'jizats, we can talk all night. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made this dua for him, he says after that even the thought did not come. So it was his company, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's company, was such that that fragrance came into the heart of the Sahaba's heart. The fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sohbat, the Sahaba ikram, they imbibed it, it came into their hearts. And therefore they became such that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat, if a person doesn't have, even his tawheed is not kamil. Even his tawheed is not perfect if he does not have ishq and muhabbat of Rasul Paak sallam in his heart. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں The عشق of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, it must be in the heart of a person. That is the شرط of perfect and کامل توحید. So this istighfar and tawbah that we are talking about, it is lacking in our lives. What we have got is lip service istighfar. One is istighfar and one is tawbah. Istighfar is to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of the sins of the past. But there again, if the person has trampled upon rights of people, he has stolen somebody's property, he has harmed a person, then he has to seek forgiveness from that person. It's not just tawbah, tawbah in the masjid. But the sins of the past, the person is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And now he pledges that in future, he is not going to return to those sins, that is tawbah. And when the person makes sincere tawbah, Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah ta'ala loves those people who make tawbah. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love, if a person wants to get, then this tawbah is a means of gaining the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala also declares in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce to the people, tell them that if you love Allah, then obey me, follow me. Then Allah ta'ala will also love you. So obedience to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will gain a person the love of Allah ta'ala. So that was one of the means, and another means is this tawbah. Tawbah is something that will get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love. He will become mehboob. Also, all the promises that Allah ta'ala has made to people who have got taqwa, He has also made to those people who make istighfar. The same promises, provision of risk from sources unknown, solution of problems and difficulties, all these things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised to those people who have got taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. So Allah Ta'ala has made the same promise for those who make plenty of istighfar and tawbah. That we are human beings and accidentally we may commit some sin. A Muslim is not a person who goes out in search of sin. At present we go out in search of sins, that is our problem. A person who is going to the wild coast, or is going to Sun City, or is going to any other gambling den, or is going to the cinema or the theater, or he's got the chips in his pocket and he's going, or he has got an appointment with his illicit love. So now it means that he is going in search of sin. A Muslim doesn't go out in search of filth. Sins are filthy. It has got a smell. It has got a stench. We cannot see it. We cannot smell it. But Ahlullah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them sight, that if they sight, sometimes they can see that this person has committed this sin. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala in his gathering, a person came. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala looked at his eyes and said that, what is the condition of people that they commit zina and they come and sit in our gathering? Now where did he see it? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was making wuzu, and one young person was making wuzu next to him. So Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa saw the water, this person was making wuzu, the water was flowing. He looked at the wuzu water, and it is in the Hadith Sharif that with the wuzu water, the hands, the minor sins of the hands, they are washed out. The sins of the face, they are washed out. So he saw there and he turned to that young person and said, fear Allah, fear Allah. So he said, what do you mean by fear Allah? So he said, well, this is what I am seeing in this water. So there is a stench in sins. So a Muslim doesn't go out in search of sin. Accidentally he commits sin. A person can slip and fall. But when he falls in a gutter, then he doesn't remain there. And if there's filthy water that is running through that gutter, going into his nostrils and ears, then he doesn't say, I'm enjoying this. If he enjoys it, then the people will look for the nearest asylum and send him there. But the sensible person will get up immediately, rush to the bathroom, take a shower, change his clothes, apply perfume and ether. So accidentally a person committed a sin, then he'll make plenty of tawbah. And then he'll make istighfar and he'll read Durood Sharif, he'll read Quran Sharif, he'll make some ibadat. So Allah, so that is that perfume that he is putting now. But he won't remain in that state. Now this is where the difficulty comes. That we make tawbah, it is just like the person panel beats his car. There are a lot of dents on the car. So he had it panel beaten. Now everything was removed and the car was given back to him in showroom condition. So when it was given back to him in showroom condition, so this person, he says that because there is a panel beater next door, so he takes the car and smashes it against the wall again, purposely. So what would we say that? We would say that this person is not right in his head. Just because there is a panel beater doesn't mean you must keep going and smashing the car. Accidentally again, if it got smashed while she was driving it out of the showroom, then go and get it panel beaten again. So when a person is making istighfar and tawbah, this is what he is doing. All the dents of zina, the dents that have come onto his heart of all the sins, of backbiting, of jealousy, of envy, all these dents on our heart. So with istighfar and tawbah, plenty of istighfar and tawbah, he removes all those dents. But then if he straight away goes back to that sin purposely, then we'll say something is wrong with this person. So the purpose of these gatherings is this and nothing else, that let us at least make the sincere intention of returning toward Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and giving up our sins. When we are going to give up sins, then Allah Ta'ala has promised in the Quran Sharif that He will give us a beautiful life. فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah will give us hayatul tayyibah if we are going to give up sins. And if we are not going to give it up, then Allah Ta'ala has promised in the Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقَيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah Ta'ala will make his life miserable, very tight and narrow. At present, homes, any home you go, quarrels, arguments, fights, disputes, children on drugs, drink, wine, women, husband and wife, not on talking terms. Husband is spending his night somewhere else. And when the wife wants to take revenge, then she goes somewhere else. What is not happening in the society? Who doesn't know what is not happening? Who doesn't know what is happening around? We all know what is happening. There is no peace, there is no happiness, there is no satisfaction. A lady phoned and said, Maulana, if you only see my house, you will think I live in a palace. And I'm not short of anything. I've got plenty of money, jewelry, everything. But it is as if I'm living in a prison. The tyranny that I'm suffering at the hands of my husband. Plenty of everything. But says he's involved with other women, and when he comes, then all the time argument, fight, and then he beats me up. So what is the sense of such a life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when first people will give up sins, then he's going to make their life happy, whether the person is living in a hut or is living in a palace. If he's obedient to Allah ta'ala, then he can become the wali of Allah ta'ala. There is no such condition that you must be rich to become wali of Allah. And there's no such condition that you must be poor to become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Because many a time this idea comes into our head that if we are told all the time must obey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived in a 2x2 room. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, for days on end he didn't have anything to eat. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, even when there was just one gold coin in the house and he was just about to make Allahu Akbar, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam went back to the house and he distributed that coin and then he came and made Allahu Akbar. He kept nothing at home. So how are we going to live like that? So these type of ideas come into our head that it is not possible to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in these modern times. Whereas that was the life that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose for himself as the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But for the ummah, you and I, that we're going to come, he knew that the ummah will not be able to live like this. So he gave us a beautiful sharia in which there is so much of laxity. There is so much that a person can make use of. He can lead a beautiful life. For the rich person also there is sharia. For the poor person also there is sharia. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it comes to mind, that, which I mentioned in Durban, that if you have to look at the dua of wuzu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the dua of wuzu, he is asking us to ask for a spacious home. In the dua of wuzu, Allahumma ighfir li zambi wa wassi' li fi dari. وَبَارِكْلِي فِي رِزْقِي. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Now that is understandable. The person made wuzu is asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of sins. But now where does this house come in between? Then give me space in my home. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew that the ummah will not be able to live like that. So therefore he said, because that person will, when he's alone, he can live in that kind of room. Then he will get married, he needs more space. If he has children, he needs more space. If he gets family members and visitors, he needs more space. So he didn't talk about lavish spending, he spoke about spaciousness. But he allowed the ummah to make use of certain luxuries and certain comforts. But the condition was this, that earn through halal means and spend according to the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. Take care of the needy, the poor, the destitute and other causes, and then spend on the wife, on the children, on the family, there is no harm. So it's a beautiful way of life. So we have to first make sincere tawbah, then we will find peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction coming into our life. Otherwise, what is happening at present is what Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kehte hai ab sawab hai, sood mein aur qimar mein. کہتے ہیں اب ثواب ہے سود میں اور قمار میں. So what a revolution has taken place in the Muslim society, that the hearts of the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are becoming like kebabs, grilled kebabs. Put fire underneath, how it gets grilled. He said their hearts are becoming like that, looking at the condition of the ummah around. Fornication, adultery, gambling, anything that you look at, fraud. So he says, kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kebab hai. Kehte hain ab sawab hai sood mein aur qimar mein. They even say that now you get sawab in interest and in gambling, there is sawab. They look for sawab even in interest and gambling. Now he said this many, many years ago, more than 40, 50 years ago. But how true it is. When the lottery came out, and when they said that there will be distribution to societies that are taking care of needy and poor, then so many Muslim organizations, they also made the application that kindly assist us and help us with this gambling money that will come. On the one hand, they condemned gambling, quoting the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and on the other hand, they're sending applications that we too are in need of gambling money. The money that will come from that lottery, then we too want some. Why? Because we want to assist and help the poor and the needy. That means we want to look for sawab now in gambling. And as far as interest is concerned, a person came and told me, he says, Maulana, so and so, I borrowed money from him. So yeah. He said, I'm going to charge you 11% interest. After a little bit of squeal, then he said, all right, 9%. So I said, but interest is haram, brother. He says, but you see, if you had to go to the bank, the prime rate now is 20% or 21% or whatever it was that time. So I am giving you at a very low rate. And I'm sure Allah Ta'ala will be pleased that I'm assisting a brother. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Now can you imagine that the person is saying, I'm sure Allah will be pleased that I'm not charging you 20%, I'm charging you 9%. So this is what Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said. کیسا یہ انقلاب ہے دیکھ کے دل کباب ہے کہتے ہیں اب ثواب ہے سود میں اور قمار میں دنیا گلے کا ہار ہے دین نظر میں خار ہے دنیا گلے کا ہار ہے دین نظر میں خار ہے یہی اگر بہار ہے آگ لگے بہار میں دنیا گلے کا ہار ہے. We only look up to, when we talk about future, then our future is just this world. That's all we see. And everywhere we see, how can we make something? حلال و حرام سب کچھ اندر لیکن ہے مت قلندر. And when that haram goes into the system, then that is when you get bad character, you get jealousy, you get envy, you get malice, you get all kinds of problems. The character becomes like that, whatever you put into the system. So he says, dunya gale ka haar hai. And dunya is not gold, silver, clothing, car, house, business, wife, children. This is not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert our attention from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Then it becomes dunya. If we have our eye on the departure board, that we have to leave this world one day, therefore, we must earn in a halal way and we must spend in a halal way. And we love our children because Allah Ta'ala has asked us to love them. But we give them a proper upbringing according to Sharia and Deen. We conduct our businesses in the halal way. We make use of the homes. But in those homes we don't introduce filth. Then that is not dunya. But when those beautiful homes make us forget Allah Ta'ala, in fact it makes us make such statements that the person Iman also is damaged, and in fact sometimes the Iman is totally lost because he's got comfort now, so he's got, and he's got strength in the body, so he forgets Allah Ta'ala and he speaks such things that even his Iman is at stake. So that becomes dunya now. Otherwise gold, silver and all that is not dunya. This is where people think that how is it possible. One side they say that mustn't love dunya, dunya is cursed, and on the other hand they say that they themselves make use of dunya. So the dunya must become wasila for the akhirah. the wasila and the means for the akhirah. And our future is right up till Jannat. We must think far ahead, not just up till the qabr, not just up till our death. Death is merely a bridge over which a person crosses into the hereafter. And it is going to come. When the person is going to die and is going to go into the grave, then why go for haram? So the whole purpose of these programs is to create in our hearts some kind of spiritual or some kind of nur that will make it easy for us to make spiritual progress. Because when we make sincere tawbah, and its experience has shown, it is not something farz wajib that you have it in such a manner as we have, but experience when it shows that many, many young people, men, women, young girls, boys, so many of them who are indulging in such kinds of sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive them, but regular attendance of these type of programs, and when these injections were given to them regularly, then they gave up the sin. A young person, we happened to end up sitting next to each other on a flight, he was going to New York. So he said, Maulana, I attend your programs, but I don't meet you because we are always crowded there. But he gave me some background of his life. And then he said that now whenever I'm traveling out, he says, I've got the zikr tape in my bag. As soon as I go to the Hong Kong hotel tomorrow, the first thing I will listen to that dua, so that the temptations that are around, I get saved from that. In that dua, he said, when you mention that, O Allah, don't let the angel of death find me in adultery. Don't let the angel of death find me in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find me in any haram place. So he says, when I listen to that, then I address my nafs and say that you want, let's listen to this carefully. So I get saved from the temptations. So this is what it is. That when we make sincere tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala opens the way. Things become easy for us. We can go on talking whole night, but as far as speeches are concerned, I mentioned one place that we should now list it on the stock exchange. Speeches unlimited. Because there are a lot of speeches. Now it is time for action. We have to get into action. And believe me that if we take a few steps towards Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is so loving, so compassionate, so kind, so forgiving, so merciful, that He takes us, He forgives our sins, and He gives us such kind of enjoyment, satisfaction and peace in our hearts, that if the kings had to know what these Ahlullah have in their hearts, we don't have it, but the Ahlullah ask them what they have got in their hearts, what is diamond and pearl and all these things in front of those diamonds of the muhabbat of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi in their hearts. They will sacrifice everything in the world to retain that. But that only comes when we make the effort to give up sin. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this majlis a means of my hidayat and your hidayat, and forgive my sins and your sins and the sins of the ummah, and give us that himmat and that courage and that strength to abstain and restrain ourselves from all those things that Allah and His Nabi have declared haram. That is the way to become wali in these times. 100,000 times tasbih too a person can read if you tell him. If you tell a person every year you must go for Hajj and Umrah, that too it is easy for some people. To read the Quran Sharif is also enjoyable. To make zikr also is sometimes enjoyable. But to take that pain on the heart of restraining ourselves from sin, that is the difficult part. And until we don't do that, we cannot get that nur in our heart retained. Then there will be that emptiness. All our life it will be that emptiness. That example again comes to mind, and I conclude on that. That my Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he said that when does the sun come out? The sun comes out after the horizon first turns red. The sun, you want to see it rising, but first you'll see the horizon has turned red, then you'll see the ball of the sun coming out. So he says that this horizon must turn red first, then you find the sun coming out, and then the whole earth becomes bright. So in the same way, first we will have to make the horizon of our heart, the horizon, the complete horizon of our heart, red with the blood of our desires. Evil desires, place the knife on those evil desires. And let the heart turn red with the blood of evil desires. Then the suns of the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul will shine in that heart. Suns will shine. That person will have such a kind of nur in that heart. چاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گراں سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. So we must continue with all the other activities of deen, but at the same time there must be this determined niyat, a determination that we want to give up sin and please of Allah. Allah Ta'ala then when He comes pleased, then He will open the floodgates of everything for us. Without much speeches people will come into Islam, because now this person's character, his akhlaq, his dealings, everything will be straight. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This zikr is of Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Maktub Rahmatullah Alayh, and Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayh said that Hazrat Khwaja Sahib ki ashar mein hal hi hal hai, qal ka naam hai. So it's, we read it in most of the time. This is the one that we read on a Thursday night when we have our zikr program. We will read it here tonight and make dua that Allah Ta'ala lights up our hearts also in His love and the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
O Allah, save me from the mischief of my nafs and from the mischief of shaitan. Listen to my pleadings, O Allah. Listen to my calling. Listen to my tapping at your door. Open the door of your rahmat. Make me yours. Make me yours. And Allah Ta'ala, if we go on tapping his door, then one day he will open. If we go on tapping somebody's door, it will open. And when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opens the door, then we can just imagine what he is going to bless us with. Wants us to go on tapping at his door.
Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Panja-e-gham se mujhko chhuda le, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Sun mere nale, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Apna bana le, apna bana le, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Shughla mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho, Allah, Allah. لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا
لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Allah, 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 Deedae dil mein tujhko basa lo sab se hata lo apni nazar mein tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho jaau kahin main dekhu jidhar mein tera tasavvur aisa jamalo qalb mein misle naqsh hajar mein بھول سکوں تا عمرن تجھ کو چاہوں بھولانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر میں اللہ تبارک و تعالی accept our taking of his مبارک name and درود شریف upon رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Allah Ta'ala's name is so great that until one person in the world will remain taking His name, Allah will not destroy the whole universe. But it must be taken with love, with muhabbat, with yaqeen. Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that when I take the name of Allah Ta'ala every hair on my body, it becomes like a fountain of honey. So we must create this love of Allah Ta'ala by increasing the taking of His name and create the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by increasing Durud Sharif. That is enough for tonight because they in Durban normally have 45 minutes of zikr program and on another night 45 minutes of bayan. But tonight let us make dua now to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He must forgive us, forgive our parents, our family members and the entire ummah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ يَا أَكْرَمَ الْأَكْرَمِينَ يَا غِيَاثَ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او اللہ یو آر رحیم, یو آر کریم, یو آر ستار, یو آر غفار. یو لو فورگیونس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز وین دے ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, یو بیکم انوائڈ اینڈ ڈس پلیزڈ وین پیپل ڈو ناٹ بیگ آف یو. O Allah, you become happy and pleased when they beg of you. O Allah, we are extending our hands before you. These are our begging bowls that you have attached to our bodies. O my beloved Allah, the lines of the king can be busy and engaged. O Allah, the lines of the presidents of countries can be busy and engaged. O Allah, the lines of rulers can be busy and engaged. But your line is always open for those who call. O Allah, you have asked us to call you. O Allah, therefore we are extending our hands before you. O my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we have committed major sins and minor sins in our life. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, all the sins that we have committed, forgive us. The sins that we committed with the light of day or darkness of nights, forgive them. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive them. Our major sins and our minor sins, forgive them. O Allah, the sins of our eyes, forgive them. This great gift of the eyes that you blessed us with, O Allah, we abused it so much. We saw so much of haram with our eyes. If there had been another Allah, he would have made us blind the moment we saw haram. O Allah, how kind and how loving and how merciful and forgiving you are. That in spite of our sins that we have been committing, you are giving us so much to eat. You are giving us so much to wear. You are giving us shelter above our heads. You have given us lovely modes of transport. Oh my beloved Allah, day and night you are still showering ni'mats upon us. Ya Allah, another Allah would have seized us there and then. Oh Allah, what would have been our condition if we had become like the Bani Israel, where over a period of time, whatever sins they committed at night, it was written on their doors and everyone could read the next morning what they had committed. Ya Allah, how loving you are, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, that because of the mercy of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam being rahmatul lil alameen, oh Allah, the ummat sins you did not reveal. Oh Allah, you concealed our sins. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our ears. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, you dearly love forgiveness, oh my Allah. How long are you going to keep the doors of mercy closed and shut from us? Ya Allah, we know that we are sinful servants of yours. But oh Allah, you are forgiving, you are loving, you are caring. Ya Allah, do not look at our sins. Ey Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko mat dekh, tu teri shaan-e rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh aur hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are being pushed from pillar to post everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, there is nobody to pass the hand of affection and love over the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anymore. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam have all ganged up to destroy the Muslim Ummah. But oh my beloved Allah, we are sinful servants of yours. We know that it is because of our sins and because we are not turning towards you and because we are not obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have lost our position of honor and dignity in the world. Ey mere pyare khuda, restore that honor and dignity that you gave to the Muslim Ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us and do not punish us because of our sins. Ya Allah, do not seize us and do not punish us because of our sins. You dearly love forgiveness, oh my Allah. We know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. Even if the earth has to open and swallow each and every one of us, if the gale force winds has to destroy us, if the flood waters have to destroy us, we know that we are deserving of such kind of punishment. But oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, you do not like to punish your creation. You do not like to send them to Jahannam. If that was your desire, then you would not have sent the Nabis into this
world. You would not have sent Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. You would not have sent the Sulaha and the Awliya and the Mashayikh to us. You would not have sent the Sahabas and the Tabi'een. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum gunegar hai, hum nalayak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum napak hai, lekin tere bande hai. Ey Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya, to tu bata ke hum kahan jaye, tu bata ke hum kahan jaye. Oh Allah, if you do not forgive us, you tell us who can we turn towards, which other door is for us that we can tap, which other home is there for us that we can enter and beg. Oh Allah, who else is there before whom we can bow down and seek? Ey mere pyare khuda, if you turn away your glance of rahmat, then we will be destroyed in this world and we will be destroyed in the akhirat. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. We are seeking from you. We know that you dearly love forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Ey Allah, ab to rahmat ke darwaze khol de. Ab to maghfirat ke darwaze khol de. Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins again. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage like lions, oh my Allah. Against nafs and shaitan, make us like lions. Oh my beloved Allah, cause us to suppress nafs and shaitan. Give us the himmat to suppress nafs and shaitan. Ey mere pyare khuda, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are our avowed enemies. They are our declared enemies. They are our open enemies. Ya Allah, an enemy does not love good for the enemy. Oh my beloved Allah, our enemies have taken us to the haram places. They have brought misery into our lives. They have created disputes and arguments and feuds in our lives. Ya Allah, they have disunited the ummah. Ya Allah, they have disunited husband and wives. They have disunited brothers and sisters. They have disunited parents and children. Ey mere pyare khuda, for the sake of the nafs we did so much, but the nafs did not turn out to be our friend. Ey mere pyare khuda, nafs and shaitan, take us out from their slavery and make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Make us the slaves of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, that Nabi who loved us so much, that every way he prayed for the ummah, every time he cried it was for the ummah, every time he shed his blood it was for the ummah. Ya Allah, that Nabi's sacrifices we have forgotten. Ey mere Allah, we have forgotten his sacrifices. Ya Allah, we do not even read about his sacrifices. We are not even concerned about his sacrifices. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was stoned so much on so many occasions, especially in Taif. His Mubarak shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ey mere Allah, the beloved of yours and the beloved of every Muslim. Ey Allah, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his blood is oozing for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, he is stoned in Uhud. He falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, stones are thrown at him on so many occasions. Thorns are placed in his path when he goes down in sajda, in that place where we make tawaf with such ease and with such comfort. Ey Allah, when we make tawaf with such ease and with such comfort. We make our sajdas with such ease and such comfort. But oh my beloved Allah, when my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went down into sajda in the Haram Sharif, oh my Allah, they brought intestines of animals and placed on his back. Ya Allah, his little daughter used to remove and say, oh my beloved father, why are they doing this to you? Oh my Allah, he didn't cause any harm to anyone. He did not curse anyone. He did not hit anyone. He did not steal from anyone. But oh Allah, he went through so much for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, he stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled. Ya Allah, he stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled. For the sake of the ummah, he shed so much of tears. That ummah today in casinos, that ummah today in cinemas and theatres. Ya Allah, when my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed that this is the condition of that ummah for whom you shed so much of tears, this is the condition of that ummah for whom you shed so much of your blood, that they are in cinemas and in theatres, they are in gambling dens, they are in fraud, they are in fornication and in adultery, they are indulging in all kinds of crime and vices. Oh Allah, when he is informed that namaz has left their lives, zakat and hajj has left their lives, fasting has left their lives, truthful and honesty has left their lives, the majority of the ummah has left their lives. Oh Allah, when he is informed, what kind of pain and injury my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be suffering. That in his time it was the kuffar, it was the mushrikeen, it was the Yahud and the Nasara who troubled him. Oh my Allah, today we who take his name, today we who proclaim his love,
Oh Allah, we are the cause of his injury and pain. And especially in the city of Madina Tayyiba, his beloved city, his resting place, just a few meters from the Rozae Mubarak. Oh Allah, so much of music can be heard. So much of music can be heard. So much of films can be seen. So much of filth can be seen on the television screens. Ya Allah, what must be the condition of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hey Allah, ab to raham farma. Give hidayah to the entire Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, put sincere love in our hearts. Give us such love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to make namaz, extremely easy to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due and to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters and the ummah at large, and to fulfill the rights of the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Oh my beloved Allah, give so much of your love that it becomes easy for us to give up every kind of haram. Oh my Allah, the television has caused havoc in our lives. Our sharm and our haya and our modesty is gone. Oh Allah, we are hearing of so much of filth that is pouring into the homes and the effects of the filth that is pouring. Oh Allah, young boys want to shoot their fathers. Oh Allah, young girls want to throttle their mothers after watching certain films. Oh Allah, some girls want to commit incest after watching certain films. Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we do not realize what we are showing to the children. Hey Allah, we do not know what we have brought into our homes. Oh my Allah, do not let us justify it on the grounds of some little permissible thing that may be there. Oh Allah, give us the realization that it is destroying our iman. Hey Allah, hame himmat de aur quwwat de. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to throw out of our lives everything that is filthy and haram. Ya Allah, the death angel is going to strike. He is going to strike the sword of death. We do not know where he is going to strike. We do not know how he is going to strike. We do not know when he is going to extract the soul from our bodies. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in some casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Oh Allah, we have read in newspapers and we have heard how many people dying in discos, how many dying in cinemas and theaters that have burned to the ground. Oh my Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in adultery and fornication. We have heard of people getting heart attacks in adultery and fornication. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find an ummati of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life being taken out in a state that he is committing adultery or fornication. Oh Allah, when we go to the hotels with some prostitute and think that nobody is watching. Oh Allah, when the curtains are drawn and we think that nobody is seeing. Oh Allah, you are seeing everything. And we do not know whether the angel of death will strike there or not. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in drug taking. Don't let the angel of death find us in some cinema or some theater. Oh Allah, when the angel of death visits us, let him find us in a state that you are pleased with us. Hey Allah, let him find us in a state that you are pleased with us. Hey, mere Allah, tu raham farma. Tu barkat wali maut ata farma. Ya Allah, how can we get barkat when everything in our home is on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our lounge suites are on interest, oh Allah, our baths and showers are on interest, oh my beloved Allah, our clothing on interest, oh Allah, our curtaining on interest, our cars on interest, oh Allah, our earnings on interest and haram, then how can there be barkat in our homes? How can there be barkat in our businesses? How can there be barkat in our lives? But oh Allah, we are making sincere tawbah tonight. Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to come out of the interest transactions. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and the courage not to take loans on interest. Ya Allah, hame himmat de. Ya Allah, hame himmat de. Ya Allah, bless us with qanaat in our lives. Ameen. Bless us with satisfaction in our lives. Ameen. Bless us with contentment in our lives. Ameen. Oh my Allah, our hearts have filled with pride. Our hearts have become filled with pride. Our hearts are filled with anger. Our hearts are filled with jealousy and malice. Our hearts are filled with greed. Our hearts are filled with evil desires and passions. Hey, mere Allah, how can your tajalli be cast in such hearts? How can you reside in such hearts? How can your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam muhabbat be in such hearts? Oh my Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Hey Allah, ab to tu saaf kar de. Ab to tu paak kar de. Remove the impurities and the dirt and the filth that has entered our hearts. Hey Allah, tu paak aur saaf zindagi naseeb farma. Paakiza zindagi ata farma. Fill our hearts with tawakkul. Fill our hearts with qanaat. Fill our hearts with shukr. Fill our hearts with sabr.
Fill our hearts with yaqeen. Fill our hearts with ma'rifat. Hey Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with the ma'rifat and recognition of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make each and every one of us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey Allah, give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Hey Allah, give us such a bond that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Hey Allah, hame aisi muhabbat ata farma de. Hey Allah, agar tu hamara ban gaya to sab kuch hamara hai. If you become ours, then everything will be ours. Oh Allah, then the kingdoms will be ours. The government will be ours. Everything will be ours. Our children will give us satisfaction. Our homes will give us peace and happiness. Everything will be ours. And if you are not ours, then in spite of everything, we will not find peace. We will not find happiness and satisfaction. Ey mere Allah, tu hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Oh Allah, I'm seeking you from you. Oh Allah, we are seeking you from you. Ya Allah, some people seek certain things, other people seek other things. But oh Allah, we are seeking you from you. You become ours. And oh Allah, make us yours. Make Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ours. And oh Allah, make us Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's. Ey Allah, tu hame apna bana le. Apni raza hame naseeb farma de. Ey Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth with hearts that are impure and with sinful lives? One day the angel is going to take us away. Ek din qabristan ke andar pahunchna hai. The wrist watches will be removed from our wrists. The rings will be removed from the fingers. Our beautiful clothes, if they will not be easily removed, then they will be cut with the scissors. Ey Allah, the only thing that we will take and go will be our kafans. Ey Allah, ek din qabar ke andar pahunchna hai. These tongues of ours will be silenced. Our lips will be silenced. Ey Allah, these hands will move no more. Our eyes, which were seeing so much of haram, will not be able to see any more any haram. Our ears will not be able to listen to any more haram. Ey Allah, before the death angel comes and visits us, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ghusl mayyit se pehle ghusl tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. Oh Allah, before we are given the ghusl and the bath of a mayyit, let us take the sincere tawbah of ghusl. Let us take the ghusl of sincere tawbah. And oh Allah, before we are given the garment of kafan, oh Allah, let us cover our hearts with the garment of taqwa. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu barkat wali bahut ata farma. Bless us with barkat in our businesses. Ya Allah, whoever is sick and ailing, cure them from all ailments. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill, cure us from all our ailments. Ya Allah, cure our parents, our brothers and sisters, our family members, whoever in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sick and ailing. Oh Allah, cure them from all their ailments. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their financial difficulties. Ameen. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ameen. Those children who will be obedient to their parents. And oh Allah, those whom you have blessed children, make the children nek, pious and righteous. Ya Allah, unite the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the parents and children, brothers and sisters, wives and husbands. Unite the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The works of deen through whichever line and direction they are taking place, as long as they are in conformity with the Quran and the Sunnah, accept the effort of each and everyone who is making an effort for the sake of your deen, O Allah. Whoever is making an effort for the deen of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, accept the efforts. Give them ikhlas in their effort. Oh Allah, accept the effort of everyone who is making an effort. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hame qubool farma le. Hame qubool farma le. Jo manga wo bhi ata farma. Jo nahi manga wo bhi ata farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Ey mere pyare khuda, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the du'as that he made for the ummah. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made his entire life for the ummah, all the goodness that he asked. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Oh my beloved Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, I cannot forget my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, leading a congregation of 124,000, each and every one a glorious shining star. Ey Allah, each and every one with a shining heart, each and every one with a purified heart. Oh Allah, the earth will never have a gathering of that nature again. Each and every one with a shining heart. The heavens will never witness such a gathering again. Oh Allah, what a gathering that must have been. Whereby beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is proclaiming and he is shouting and he is exclaiming, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. And 124,000 say it after him. Oh my beloved Allah, on that occasion all the du'as that he made. میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو بھاگا تھا, میرے پیارے نبی نے بطاف پہ چل کر کے جو بھاگا تھا, میرے پیارے نبی نے رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو بھاگا تھا, او اللہ, under the میزاب رحمت he cried and he asked for the ummah. او اللہ, the du'as that he made in the hatim after making namazes, the du'as that he made at the multazam, ملتظم سے چمٹ کر کے میرے پیارے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دیر تک رو رو کے جو مانگا. یا اللہ, all the du'as that he made at the ملتظم, the du'as that he made behind مقام ابراہیم, the du'as that he made after drinking zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made at Mina, the du'as that he made in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Hey Allah, that masoom and sinless Nabi, from Zohar till Maghrib he's extending his hands. His beard becomes wet with his tears. His ihram becomes wet with his tears. Ey Allah, in Mina and in Muzdalifah, whatever he asked, give us all that goodness that he asked. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, Ameen. Our brothers and sisters with that goodness, Ameen. And the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and all the corruption and all the fitna that he asked for protection, oh my beloved Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu sab ki hifazat farma. We are being lashed by fitnas from our right and our left. Fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas pouring into our homes and in our lives. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Ya Allah, accept our du'as with the wasila of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki sabte tufail mein humari du'ao ko qubool farma le. Ey Allah, qubool farma le. Ey Allah, jo manga wo ata farma. Aur jo nahi manga wo bhi ata farma. Ey Allah, is pure majme ko qubool farma le. You know the desires of Allah that are in the hearts of the people that have assembled here. There were so many attractions and distractions over this weekend. Oh Allah, they left all that to take your name and to read Durood Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and to read and to listen to talk of Quran and Sunnah, and to make dua to before you, O Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all the good desires that are in their hearts. Whatever desire is in the heart of any person that is here, Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Ey mere pyare khuda, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ہم سے خوش کر دے. قیامت کے دن اے میرے اللہ, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے امتیوں کے سامنے شرمندگی نہ ہو. میرے اللہ, ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.